Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to talk football today, though. We're going to talk NFL draft. We're going to talk Pitt in the NFL draft. 14 draft picks the last three seasons, leading the ACC for Pat Narduzzi's Panthers. Talk about their history in the draft and who might be next for the Panthers in the NFL draft coming up in 2024. Hard to believe it's 2024, but is this as deep a crop of Panthers as was produced this year? Six draft picks for the Panthers in 2023? Likely not, but who knows? You probably wouldn't have predicted that Eric Hallett would have gotten drafted like he did this season after his struggles in early 2021. But obviously, he bolstered his status, had a terrific 2022 All-ACC campaign in 2022. And earned himself a draft pick, although he did not allegedly pick up the phone the first two times. I don't want to pile on there, but that's pretty funny. Didn't pick up the phone, went to voicemail twice when he was called. But Eric Hallett, an example of a developmental player that certainly has become the norm for Pat Narduzzi and Pitt. And we'll talk about the history of this Panther program over the past eight seasons with Pat Narduzzi, really the past five. You know, you give a coach an opportunity to get in and recruit his own talent. And certainly he had some talent that he inherited from Paul Chryst and produced NFL players. But really the last 5 years, and you look at not only the number of players that have gone to league, but the number of players still in the league, guys getting their second contracts. And I think that speaks to the program and where it's at and where it's headed. I want to start with the Steelers, though, because I thought it was telling with the Steelers, and this is the Panthers Insider Show, but you know we're going to talk Steelers because our guy Kenny Pickett's over there. Going offensive line in the first round was something I felt was important. Not that they are devoid of talent. They've made some acquisitions in the offseason. I think Omar Khan's done a great job, Andy Weidel and company, taking over for the great Kevin Colbert. And going offensive line to really solidify the protection in front of Kenny Pickett, I think speaks to their investment and their belief, obviously, in their first-round pick from a year ago. They went out and got Allen Robinson. Certainly, they got a lot of young talent. I love the Darnell Washington pick. Love it. Guy has the type of upside that a George Pickens has and can block. You know Mike Tomlin wants to run the football. That's a quarterback's best friend at any level of football, is being able to run it. And I think, you know, moving up, trading up to get Broderick Jones, a guy that didn't let up a sack in 400-some-odd snaps, is the right move, candidly. And they still got Joey Porter Jr., who was rumored to be their guy. Obviously, he's got bloodlines, Steeler bloodlines, black and gold bloodlines. Got him at the beginning of the second round. I thought it was an outstanding draft. Now, time will tell. You know, there are a lot of folks that want to prognosticate on what a draft is going to look like and what if it positions them to get in the playoffs. Who knows? But I think it sent a clear message. They invested in the trenches. Benton, Jones, Washington, certainly Anderson later on. Invested in Kenny Pickett and protecting Kenny Pickett. Supplemented his receiving core in free agency with a proven veteran. And obviously they want to play defense. And the defensive backfield was an area of need. And they addressed it. So certainly that was, you know, on my mind watching the draft, what were the Steelers going to do? Who were they going to take? It's always fun this time of year because you don't win and lose any games this year, but you paved the way this time of year for what's to come in the fall. And again, I think the Pittsburgh Steelers had a really good start and excellent draft for Omar Khan in his first at-bat, although he's very experienced. As for Pitt, we'll just kind of run through this. And obviously, this is old news in today's day and age. Everyone watched the draft. Everyone followed the Panthers that went Kalijah Kancey, obviously going 19th overall to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Todd Bowles defense, attacking style defense. You're in the shadows of Warren Sapp and some of those just outstanding, devastating Buccaneer defenses. I think Kalijah found a great home in Tampa Bay. There was only going to be a certain segment of the National Football League, of franchises in the National Football League, that are going to be attracted to a player like Kalijah because of the scheme. You got to play 4-3. You got to let your three techniques play. I mean, this is Aaron Donald type of freedom. And let him shoot gaps. Let him take opportunities. Let him penetrate. You're going to be out of position. You're going to get gapped up sometimes just the way he plays. But certainly the reward is far outweighs the risk in terms of the type of havoc that he can wreak.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's going next year in the draft? And again, we can go underclassmen. We can go certainly the guys that are going to be using up their eligibility in 2023, some of which are very, very old players, experienced players, which Mike Tomlin talked about being an advantage in today's football is the COVID years that have been afforded to players. You get a more mature player. I think you saw that with Kenny Pickett a year ago. But who's the next crop of Panthers? 412-928-9370. I have some thoughts. Been thinking about this. But as we continue to go through the 2023 draft class, Carter Warren going in the fourth round to the New York Jets. And Carter made a tough decision earlier this season. Didn't see a lot of old number 77 in 2022 due to a knee injury. Made a decision to get surgery, get it cleaned up, taken care of. Carter had a great career at Pitt. Obviously captain. You know, a guy that, I mean, you just can't coach. He was born to play left tackle. He's immense human being, long reach, extremely athletic. A lot was made of him not running at pro day. What offensive tackle needs to run a 40-yard dash other than to prove that he can move? Carter would have ran fine. But you watch him do drill work. You watch his extension. You know, he gets his hands on you, man. It's like you picture that little kid, you know, that someone stiff-arms him in the forehead, and they're trying to swing and punch you, and they're not even close to you. That's essentially what it is with Carter, and that reach is just outstanding. It's such an advantage. And he's played a lot of football. He's a really experienced, battle-tested player and a great kid. For him to go kind of home to New York, to the Jets, being a Jersey kid, and you look at, you know, someone mentioned this to me the other day. I mean, you look at some of the draft picks that Pitt's produced, you know, their last, you know, couple years, the state of New Jersey has been well represented in the National Football League via the University of Pittsburgh. Kenny Pickett, obviously, Carter Warren, now another addition to that that lineage. And right after that, fifth round, Israel Vanacanda goes to New York, not Brooklyn proper, but goes to the Jets as well. I think it's a great fit for him. Certainly his home run hitting ability, his top end speed. I think one of the reasons he dropped, and we've talked about this on Panthers Insider, is pass pro, and you're protecting for Aaron Rodgers. You better clean that up. I think that's going to be a point of emphasis for him, certainly in rookie minicamp and OTAs, the whole nine. Understanding, learning the protection schemes, you get even more exotic defenses in pro football, and being dependable in the pass protection phase, being every down back, and being able to catch the ball consistently is something that Izzy, I think, can really improve upon. But there's no question that he can tote the rock, and he provides value in the return game. He certainly provides value in the return game. We've seen him, Izzy to the hizzy, before, so he's a guy that's caught kickoffs and return kicks. Brings value from that standpoint. Rounding things out, Servassier Dennis, Tampa Bay Bucks. Love it. Joining Kalijah Kancey, I think Voss is going to play 10, 12 years in that league. He's dependable. He's durable. He's smart. He's got special teams, flexibility, can play on a number of units, cover kicks, play on kick return. He's dynamic playmaker, has a nose for the football, and he's going to find his way on that field. That's just my feeling on Voss. Thrilled to see Eric Hallett taken by the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think Eric Hallett is going to fit in the Mike Hilton slot corner type of niche in the NFL. I think the position, anyone that plays that field safety position at Pitt is going to find themselves prepared to play any combination of man and zone, playing that kind of nickel corner position in the slot at the next level. That they are just so exposed in that defense, and they're coached so well to be able to take on, you know, these dynamic slot receivers, Josh Downs, you know, any number of them, and play them essentially one on one. And get, they got a three way go. I mean, they can cross you, they can go vertical, they can go out, they can double move you. We've seen it all, RPO, and the level of improvement for Eric Hallett over the course of the latter part of the 2021 season, obviously the ACC championship game, he's a legend for that. But then also into 2022, his nose for the ball, ability to finish plays and take the ball away. Could have had a couple more. I remember vividly one hitting him in the chest. But man, what a good football player, and a guy that is, you're getting a guy that's ready to play. And I think that's the case for a lot of these Pitt guys, Brandon Hill being another one, going to the Houston Texans in the third round. But you look back at the last 5 years, and I'm going back to 2019. You know, Jordan Whitehead, Avante Maddox in 2018, certainly Brian O'Neill, were recruited by the prior staff, Paul Chryst, but developed mostly under Pat Narduzzi. All three of those guys are obviously still in the league. O'Neill with the Minnesota Vikings, coming off of Achilles. Hope his recovery is going well. Jordan Whitehead, you know, in Tampa, then up with the Jets now. And certainly Avante Maddox getting a second deal with the Philadelphia Eagles and a key part of that team. Quadri Olison in 2019, still on the Atlanta Falcons roster. Valuable special teams player. Excellent blocker. Short yardage back. Dane Jackson still playing. Patrick Jones, Rashad Weaver still playing. And you may say it's only 2 years ago, but I mean, two, 3 years ago, you're talking about, we've seen a lot of guys not make the cut at that point. And these are guys that are playing pivotal key roles on NFL rosters and getting to their second contracts. Jason Pinnock, Jalen Twyman still hanging around, obviously dealt with a very difficult situation. Damar Hamlin, Jimmy Morrissey, obviously Kenny Pickett, Damari Mathis. I mean, the list goes on and on. 14 draft picks in three seasons, the most in the ACC. And I saw a chart that graded draft production by college based on average star rating in recruiting, and Pitt was second. Basically taking three stars and turning them into NFL products.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.